Before we get into today's show, I have an urgent update to share with you. As you probably know, this podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. And with our financial year ending on June 30th, we're facing a $52,000 gap in funding that must be closed by this date. With just days to go, generous friends of the ministry have now offered to match every dollar given towards this goal up to $10,000. So please take a moment today to give your best gift at premierinsight.org/CS Lewis. That's premierinsight.org/CS Lewis. Thank you for understanding how important your gift is today and for giving generously. And now it's time for today's podcast.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
Do you think C.S. Lewis would have an Instagram profile?
His friends might set one up, but I'm not sure Lewis himself would. I think that Lewis is always receding into the background. Lewis is very, very clear about what does a good author do, he said back in the 1920s. He says, a good author does not say, look at me. He says, look at what I've seen. And for Tolkien, we are almost designed by God to tell stories. And Tolkien began to help Lewis see that really Christianity told a story, the story of God, the story of Christ, our story. And Lewis suddenly began to realize how everything hung together, how everything made sense, and that if he thought of Christianity as a story, a true myth which makes sense of every other story we tell, then that makes perfect sense. And he writes to Arthur Greaves in enormous excitement, this is it, I've discovered it, it's right, it's exciting. And that's a very important point. And maybe Lewis might have got there on his own, but actually Tolkien was the catalyst. I first read The Chronicles of Narnia when I was about 22. I have to say, I actually rather enjoyed them, maybe because I'm very childish, I don't know. I think for Lewis, there were a number of objections. One was that he felt that science had eliminated the conceptual space once occupied by God. Another was he thought there was a sort of similarity of form between Christianity and pagan myths, which meant they were all inventions. And then thirdly, there was this anxiety about suffering in the world. So those were three major concerns for him. But as his story of faith shows, he was able to overcome all of those.
If someone is thinking, how do I begin to defend the Christian faith? Have you got any advice that you would give?
I would begin by saying, let me tell you why I find Christianity so compelling and exciting. And then I would tell them. And everyone listening to this podcast will be able to do exactly the same thing. And in doing that, you're telling your own story, and your audience will be interested. They may want to raise objections, but they're going to hear you first. They want to hear the positive, then they'll raise questions. The problem is, otherwise, you just raise questions, and people don't know why those questions are significant. You need to explain why this matters, why it's so exciting, and then deal with the questions.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.